There's an old Pac-Man arcade game, a vintage typewriter on a table, and peeling paint on the wall. Micah Edwards and his 8 bandmates fill the rest of the space with retro soul to match.
Baby, I wish I could sing a love song. Oh, baby, but you gotta keep doing me wrong.
The song is Jean Leon, and Micah Edwards' entry into this year's Tiny Desk Contest, filmed in a Houston store, is a real standout. Micah Edwards, Mr. Texas Soul himself, joins us now from Houston. Welcome to the program.
Aisha, thanks so much for having me.
So tell me about Jean Leon. Like, what is this song about, and why did you choose it for your entry?
Yeah, so on the surface, it sounds like a summer bop.
It does. I thought it was a happy song, but then I started listening, and it's like a sad song.
Yeah, it's my Billie Jean, you know? Like, there's songs like Billie Jean or Hey Ya where people think it's a fun bop, but when you look into the lyrics a little bit, you're like, oh, man, actually, maybe I should be crying. And that's what Jean Leon is. So it's the title track to my debut record, and it's just, you know, addressing this woman who has been kind of toxic and dysfunctional in my life, and it's kind of me telling her, hey, look, the kind of weight and gravity that you've put me through, and I kind of got used to that. I kind of got used to the dysfunction. You know what? That's not how I want to live anymore. And I get to write a different story.
There was a moment in time, I believe, that I was in chains, you had the key. But it was all travesty, Lord help me, show me the way.
But it's really me singing to my parents' marriage and the expectations that I thought I had for myself as a husband and a father. And I wrote this song in the middle of my parents' divorce process. So there's a lot of backstory to it, a lot of heaviness, but the ending theme of it all is, you know what? No, I know the good Lord has far more for me. I'm not gonna take that gravity.
So can you tell me, you're Mr. Texas Soul himself. For people that may not be familiar with Texas Soul, what is it and what is the inspiration for Texas Soul?
You know, there's just a bunch of Texas artists back in the 70s that did soul and carried that torch for sure. But what I'm trying to create is a blend of that retro vibe with country and Americana. So there's fiddle on my record, there's pedal steel, there's acoustic guitar.
Hey, pretty mama.
And on future records, I want to have, you know, mandolin and the dobro. And the past few years, I've been releasing a lot of singles separate from this record. And they were kind of all spectrums of soul. They were like neo soul or just pop soul. But when I wanted to set out to release my own debut full-length project, I thought to myself, man, what kind of sound could I create that's, you know, uniquely my own and I could really be proud of and look back on and be like, you know what, that is Micah.
Oh, you come to mind, nobody could ever compare, you know.
So your album is about family, but you also talked about your faith and what your faith was telling you, what the good Lord has in store for you. I want to play a little bit of a track called Time.
I need time. Oh, I need time. Time to let the Lord's love fall and help me to forgive it all.
What role does spirituality play in your creative process, and what makes you want to bring that out in your music?
Yeah, so like I said, the past few years I released 10 different songs, and they were pretty much, for the most part, just love songs, very positive, not much to it. And that was kind of what songwriting was to me for the longest time, but this was the first time I used songwriting as a way to process pain and frustration and grief and loss. And spirituality and my faith was the only way I got through the last few years. And I've been married for almost 5 years now. So it's an interesting dynamic when you have your own new family, but then you have all this baggage from the family that you grew up with, and like, how do you process all of that? And I had definitely a community around me to talk through and process this with. I have my wife. Sometimes that's not enough, you know? Sometimes people can only understand so much. And for me, the person who understood the most was Jesus, was God. And so that's who I took it to. And he just so happened to give me melodies back.
You swear you love me. You say you care. But I lead your family while you handle your affairs.
This is the only song on the record written to my father. And he was unfaithful to my mom. He's unfaithful to my family. And it's like, listen, I need time to process this. Like, I don't trust you. That's the reality of the moment. Not saying that's the reality of forever, but that's the reality of the moment. And sometimes, like, I just need time to let the Lord's love fall, because, like, I don't have enough love for you right now.
What do you want the audience to take from this album? Because, you know, everyone may not have the same faith that you have, or, mm-hmm. or may have a different walk from you. What do you want the person who listens to this album, what do you want them to get from it?
The lies that we hear about ourselves are so wrong. Whether it's family, or whether it's your boss telling you, or society telling you, this is who you are, or this is where you're gonna be, like, all of that is just noise. The only person that can define where you're headed is you.
The odds are up against me. I feel them chip away.
That's Tiny Desk standout Micah Edwards. You can see the video of his song, Jean Leon, on our website at tinydeskcontest.npr.org. And Mr. Texas Soul, Micah Edwards, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. This was awesome.
Take the best thing in my life and throw